We continue the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Avoidas Elilim, Halacha Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, Avoidas Elilim Shel Akum Yesh Lo Bitul. An idol of a non-Jew can be nullified. He can nullify its status as an idol, and then it could be Mutar Bahano. Vishel Yisrael, whereas an idol which was designated by a Jew, Ein lo bitul oilomus, can never be nullified. Its status as an idol can never be removed, and it can never be used. Uleinyan isura batchila hula hefech. And regarding its isur at its initiation, the laws of Jews and non-Jews are the opposite of what we just said, meaning ki avodah zorah shel akum an avodah zorah that's designated by a non-Jew, Nesro Miad, it becomes Osurbano immediately, just upon designation, even if he didn't worship it yet, even if he didn't serve it yet in any way. Vishel Yisrael, whereas an idol that's designated by a Jew, Eino Nesro Ad Sheteyove, does not become forbidden until it's actually worshipped. Kemavur B'Yoredeya, as is explained in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Ayin Shom. Look over there in the Shulchan Aruch for details, further details on these halachas. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi ha-Torah, achvei lon mono deloi shavi lechablo. This halacha will be based on chapter 25 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which is one of the chapters which deals with the discussions between Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and the 70 wise men of Athens. This is an incredible meeting that the Gemara tells about in the beginning of Bechoros, where the king questioned Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya about something, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was known as Chakima de Yehudoin, the wisest one of the Jews, an incredible chacham. And the king asked him a question, he gave an answer, the king said, but the wise men of Athens say differently. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Chananya said, they don't know what they're talking about, you know, and he explained why. So the king said, would you be willing to engage them in a debate? He said, gladly. And the king set it up, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Chananya went, and their debate is recorded in the Gemara. And then the Gemara says afterwards how he succeeded in destroying them completely, Rabbi Shimon Bar Chananya. So this chapter deals with one of the issues that they debated then. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran Torah Chof Hei. V'haklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, Ki tzorich kol odom lohoitzi es atzmoi mehamedame. Each and every single person has to see to it to take himself out of medame, v'lalois el haseichel, and to rise to seichel. Seichel means true intellect. Medame is fantasy, imagination. Medame also means when something seems like something else, which it isn't really. And in fact, Rabbeinu Zal at the end of that chapter in the Likutei Moran said that after our discussion here, we have to give the Yetzer Hara a new name. He's got many names that are discussed in the Gemara and the Medrash. We're going to give him a new name, Koyach HaMedame, because that's what he's all about. He's all about trying to make good look bad and bad look good. So a Jew has to get himself out of Medame into Seichel. Ki HaKoyach HaMedame hu Koyach HaBehemius, Shemishom kol ha-taivois v'ha-bilbulim shehim ha-klipois ha-koid melepri. The Koyach HaMedame is the animalistic power inside a person. It's the animal, the behema inside of the person, from which all kinds of evil desires, base desires, and all kinds of bilbulim, confusion, lack of clarity in knowing what a person's true purpose in life is. Shehem haklipois hakoid min lapri. And this is also tied into the klipois, the forces of tumah, the husk that precedes the fruit. We know Hashem created the world in such a way that most fruit and nuts and things like that, you have a shell with a peel, as we call it in certain cases. And in order to get to the fruit, you have to remove the peel, remove the shell to be able to get to the inside, which is the fruit. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there, V'yefsher lahachnia haklipois, dahainu hadimioinois, v'hamachshovois, v'hataivois, v'habilbulim, shebechol madrega, it's impossible for a Jew to weaken and to defeat and to eliminate the klipois, which are synonymous with dimioinois, machshovois, taivois, bilbulim. These words are all similar terms that are used most times interchangeably in Sifrei Musar, in Sifrei Hasidus, in Sifrei Kabbalah. Shebechol madrega, which are found on each and every single level. Each level has its klipois, its bilbulim, its dimioinois. Shekulam heim bechinas koyach hamedame, whereby Rabbi Nizal says all of them are included in this term, koyach hamedame, yefsher lahachniyam kiim al yedei gedulas haboirei. It is impossible to defeat them and to eliminate them other than through the greatness of Hashem. When a person is zoche to reveal and to display the greatness of Hashem, that's what causes these klipos to run away, or that's what brings about their downfall. Dahainu, and Rabbi Nizal goes on to explain there, what's an example of revealing Gedulas Hashem? Al yedei hisgalus hagavnin shebekesev ezohov. One of the ways that we reveal Gedulas Hashem is by revealing the colors and the light that's found in gold and silver. This is accomplished when a person is zoche to give tzedakah, charity, to a person who really deserves it, who really needs it. When a person does that, that's when they bring out the true light, the heavenly light that's found in the money. That's how we reveal and bring forth the heavenly light and the colors, heavenly colors, that are found in gold and silver. Shehem Iker Gedulas Haboirei. This is one of the main examples of the greatness of Hashem. This would explain why people are so attracted to money and why money is such an incredible big item in this world, because money has in it these gavnin iloin, these heavenly lights, these heavenly colors, which when money is used properly, that's when the heavenly colors shine. They give off their true radiance, their true beauty. And when chas v'shalom the money is used improperly, that's when those heavenly colors are being trapped in the sitra achra, in the other place. V'gavneni lo'en hamelubosha mikesev ezov, ein meirin elo eitzel Yisroel. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that these heavenly colors and lights that are found in gold and silver only shine when the gold and silver or the money is found in the hands of a Jew. When the money or the gold or silver is in Jewish hands, it shines. It gives forth this bright light. Kishom mekoimam, because that's the proper place where money should be, in good Jewish hands. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Yisroel asher becho espoir. The Jewish people, in you I take pride. Espoir means pride, and hisparus also means beauty, the beauty of these heavenly colors. Aval kolzman shakesev ezov etzel ha'akum, whereas when this money or gold and silver, Rabbi Nizal is using those terms interchangeably over there, when it's found in the hands of non-Jews, azai hagavnin ne'lomin oiron ve'enemirim, then these heavenly colors go into hiding. They do not shine. The money is not radiating that spiritual light, that heavenly light. Ki ein shom mekoimam, because that's not its rightful place. Ki ein mekoimam el eitzel isha Yisraeli, its proper place is only by the Jew. Bebechinas Yisroel asher becho espoer, the tiferes, the hisparus, those beautiful colors belong by Yisroel. Ki shom pe'er hagavnin, that's where the beauty of these colors really belongs. Ayin shom kol ze heitev, Look this up over there in Torah Chaf Hei, towards the middle of the chapter. Rabbeinu Zal explains this and expounds on this very, very much. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his discussion. Ki ikar koyach avodah zarah, ma sheyesh koyach biyad ha'odom la'asos avodah zarah ula osra bahano ula hatos bo es habriyos, ze nimshach rak mipegam hagavnen hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, the main power of an idol, whereby a human being has the ability to designate something as an idol, to make it into an idol, and thereby make it forbidden, make it osur bahano, that al pi halacha, a Jew would no longer be allowed to have any personal use or benefit from that item. And also to cause people to be mistaken about this item, to convince people, to influence people that this thing is an idol, that this thing is something to be worshipped, that this thing has power. Where does that come from? Ze nimshach rak mipegam hagavnen hanal. It comes from a messing up of these, of those heavenly colors that we mentioned, those heavenly lights. When a person takes those heavenly lights and they're poigem in them, when a person messes up those heavenly lights, that gives strength to the koyach hamedame, meaning that the evil, the negative aspect of koyach hamedame becomes strong, shehu bilbul hamedame, which is the bilbul, the confusion, the lack of clarity that's found in medame. And that's the source of all the mistakes, of all the idols that are found in the world, all the different things that people worship, whether they're worshipping money or worshipping other kind of things. All of those false worships all come from the Ra of Medame, all come from Pigam in Medame, which comes from a Pigam in these Gavnen Ilon, these heavenly lights. Kimavur bedivrei Admor Zal b'mokim acher, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal words in another place in Likutei Moran, b'hatoyra tiku simen ches b'likutei Tanino, in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran Tanino, shekol hamenachashim v'hakoismim v'chol emunos kuzvius hakoil mi bilbul hamedame ayin shom. There, in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina, which was the final shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life on Rosh Hashanah, there Rabbeinu Zal also speaks about Bilbul Hamedame. And he says that all magicians and sorcerers and all false beliefs, all kinds of false faiths, Emunos Kuzrius, all come from Bilbul Hamedame. That's where it comes from. Ubilbul Hamedame, Hubechinas Pigam Hagavnin. And this Bilbul Hamedame, this confusion, or this lack of clarity in thinking, where people fantasize things. Again, fantasy means imagination. He imagines that this thing is something special when it really isn't. You know, he makes something what it out to be what it really isn't. Whether it's money, whether it's women, all kinds of all the taivos and all the different things in this world. It's all pegam hagavnin, ki ho beho talya, because these two things are dependent on each other. Meaning, hainu, mi shezoich litein tzedaka mimamoinoi koroi, a Jew, a person who is zoich to give charity from his money properly, shaydeze meir hagavnin shesh bamois, by doing that, he brings forth the light, the heavenly light, that's found in money, bekesev ezov, in gold and silver, shehem iker gedulas haboyeris bora. That's the main greatness of Hashem. Venezgale elokuseis bora. And thereby he's revealing Hashem. That's why, for example, according to the Arizal, it's brought that when is one of the most important and best times of the day for a person to give tzedakah? When they're davening shachris, and when they're saying vayevorech David, where Dovid HaMelech says one of the most incredible praises of Hashem. He begins there, L'cho Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gvura v'ha-tiferes v'ha-netzach v'ha-hoid. He lists the seven midos of Hashem. And then he goes on to say, V'ato Moishel Bakoil, and you, Hashem, rule over everything. The Arizal says, when a person says those words, V'ato Moishel Bakoil, that's a very, very good place to give tzedakah, the daily charity that a person's giving. When he's declaring Hashem's kingdom, that goes together with tzedakah, because tzedakah reveals Gedulas Hashem. The oz nichna hamedame, and by doing that, the person weakens and defeats the medame, he brings down the medame, v'zoyche lalo yisel ha-sechel, and he's zoyche to rise to true sechel. Remember, medame is a false sechel. Medame is imagination, fantasy land, dreamland. Whereas sechel is the real moichin. V'oz nizbatlin legamri kol ha-kfirois v'emunos kuzvias v'hatayvois v'haklipois. And when a person zeicha to be machnia the medam and zeicha to true sechel, that then he gets rid of all kinds of kfira, lack of faith in Hashem, and false faiths, and taivis, and klipois, hanem shochim mi bilbul hamedame kanal, which all come from bilbul hamedame. Ukemoikein lehefech. And the opposite is also true. Mi she'enoi mishtadeh legaloi seluhir hagavnin shebamamoin, a person who does not make every effort to reveal the holiness and the heavenly colors that are found in money, ve'enoi naisin stoka, he doesn't give charity, or he doesn't give charity to the right places, or he doesn't give charity properly, adarabah, then just the opposite will happen. Roidev kol hayoim achar taivas mamoin, that person will be running around all day for taivas mamoin, trying to satisfy his own desire for personal pleasure or self-glorification. Va'azai ne'elomin v'nistatrin hagavnin shebamoin, and then this heavenly light that's found in the money goes into hiding. Ve'eino meirim, and the money doesn't shine. V'chol mashin esal me'agavnin yoyser, and the more that this heavenly light goes into hiding, k'moy kein mezgabra koyach hamedame b'yoyser, the koyach hamedame gets stronger. Where the person imagines, he thinks that he's going to get more money, he's going to be happier and more satisfied, and it doesn't happen. On the contrary, the more he has, the more he wants, his appetite becomes bigger, and he becomes poorer and poorer. He has $1 million, he wants 2. He has $10 million, he wants 20 million. He's in a bigger hole. He's got a bigger hole. Kikishezeh kom, zeh noifil. Because when this one goes up, the other one goes down. When the sechel goes up, when the gedula saboire goes up, the koyach hamedame goes down. When the koyach hamedame goes up, the opposite, chas v'shun. V'chein lehefech, and the opposite is true. Ukishemizgaber hamedame ala sechel chas v'shun, and when the medame is getting stronger, is overtaking the sechel chas v'shun, mishom boim kol ha'emunois kuzvius, that's where all kinds of false beliefs come from. Sheboim mi bilbul hamedame, they come from bilbul hamedame. Umishom nimshochim kol avodah zorah sheboilam, and that's the source of all kinds of idol worship in the world. Ki kol ha'avodah zorah, kol achizosu mebchinas kesev v'zohov. Because all avodah zorahs are rooted in money, in gold and silver. K'mo shekosov, as it says in Tehillim, atzabehem kesev v'zohov. Their idols are gold and silver. Uchsiv atzabeh hagoyim kesev v'zohov. Another pasuk. U'k'mo shekosov, and as the pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem what happened to the Jews when they were in the desert, how they got involved in idol worship, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, Hashem, it's your fault. V'di zov, it's all that gold that you gave them. K'maysh Amar Hazal, as the Gemara says, u'k'maysh Kosva, and the Pasuk says, v'kesef herbeisi lohem. Hashem says, I gave them a lot of money. I gave them a lot of silver and gold. Vizov osulabal. And what did they, and the gold they turned into the Baal, idols. Hainu, listen to how clear Rav Nosson Zal's making this. Hainu machmas shebikidusha. Iker hisgalus elukuse gdulosis borchalides galus hagavne shebikesav zov. Because of the fact that in the realm of holiness, The thing that helps reveal the greatness of Hashem most is gold and silver. Kemoy kein lehefech. That's why the opposite also holds true. Ezeh l'umazeh osa l'kim. The sitrachra is equal and opposite to the kedusha. Shemi shepoygein ba'momoyin. A person who misuses money, who's using money improperly, ve'enoy megala ha'gavnen ha'mirim b'hem, he's not zoicha to bring out the beautiful light, the rich spiritual light that's found in the money, by using it properly, by giving tzedakah from it, by giving meiser tzedakah, by using the money for mitzvahs and meisim tovim, shehem gedulas habayir isborach, that light that's found in the money is the greatness of Hashem. When a person doesn't bring that out, azayim is gabra boy hamedame, then the medame takes over. And it causes the person to make a mistake, to go from east to west, to go from light to darkness, to do to the exact, to go from gedula saboire to avodah zarah. She'oise me'akesev azov elikim acherim. If he doesn't make gedula saboire from the money, he ends up making idols from the money. All of this comes about from being poigim and from causing those heavenly lights to fall. Because of the fact that in gold and silver is found these heavenly colors, these heavenly lights, which are the main greatness of Hashem, and the revelation of Hashem, the main revelation of Hashem is through money, by building shuls and building yeshivas and helping poor people. Alkein kishenivgam hakesev azov etzlam. Therefore, when these people mess up the money, when they misuse the money, azai heim nechozim eyelu hagavnen hanafulim, then these forces of tuma latch on to this fallen light. Voisim eyhem avoydezora elakim acherim, and they turn it into idols. Because of the fact that at its source, at its place of origin, this light that's found in money is a very high level light. It's the greatness of Hashem. And this is why the pasuk says in Novi, "Bechol mokoim muktor umugosh lishmi." Hashem says, in all places, even in the idol, in the places where they worship idols, all of it is really being sacrificed to me. And the Gemara says, the korule eloko delokaya, because even the goyim, most of them, refer to Hashem as the Hashem of all Hashems, meaning they believe in others, but they know that there's the chief, the boss of all bosses. They say that there's all kinds of lower level idols, you know, and gods. And then there's the boss of bosses. So even they recognize a concept of Hashem. Ki shoyresh avodah zarah hu minitzutzei hakedusha shel hagavnen eloyim shenaflu etzlam kanal. Because the source of avodah zarah is from the sparks of holiness of these heavenly colors that fell into the hands of the Sitra Achra. And because of the fact that the proper place for these heavenly colors, for this money, is only by the Jew, it's for that reason that when a Jew designates an avodah zarah, when a Jew takes a piece of gold or silver, whatever it is, and turns it into an idol, it's much more powerful. Ve'ein lo bitul oilomis, and it can never be nullified. He can never extract from it that status. Whereas an idol that was initiated and designated by a non-Jew, that can be nullified. Ki avodah zarah shel akum ein lo koyach v'yeniko min hakedusha kol kach. Because the avodah zarah that's designated by a non-Jew does not have the power to draw from the kedusha as much as the idol that was designated by the Jew. Al kein, Avodah Zorah shelohem yesh lo bitul. Therefore, an Avodah Zorah that's initiated by a non-Jew can be nullified. Avodah Zorah shel Yisrael ein lo bitul. Whereas an Avodah Zorah that was designated by the Jew can never be nullified. Ketzel Yisrael ikra mekoyim agavnen anal. Because the proper place for those that heavenly light and those heavenly colors is by the Jew. And when a Jew is poigim and he takes gold and silver, he takes those things and makes it into an idol, yeshlo yeniko meagafnin beyosakanal. That idol has the ability to draw from those heavenly colors much, much more so than if a goy would have designated it. Alkein hi chamura moed. Therefore, it's the law about it is very strict. Ve'ein lo bitul oilamis, and it can never be nullified. Ki ikar koyach avodah zorah minafilas hagavnen anal. Because as we said before, the main koyach of the avodah zorah, the main source of its energy is from those that light that has fallen, that has been brought down by the Jew misusing the money, misusing his wealth. Shehem hizgalas elikus. We said that light that's found in money or gold and silver is supposed to be the revelation of Hashem. Ve'ikar agavnin heim rak etzel Yisrael kanal. And that light, its proper place is only really by the Jew.